a patient named Madison, last name Lee, L-E-E, date of birth 4/4/03, date of service 2/23/23. This is a 20-year-old female patient. Here today with complaint of, she had fever today of 101.6. She also has been vomiting. Also, this patient is 9 weeks pregnant. She has an appointment with OB-GYN in another week or two, period, new paragraph. Also verbalizes some discomfort on her left ear, as well as a sore throat and sinus pressure on the left side, period, new paragraph. Patient doesn't have any diarrhea or abdominal pain. There's no vaginal bleeding. She feels as though her pregnancy is going on par at this point, period, new paragraph. Here for evaluation, she feels like she might have a urinary tract infection as well, with some hesitancy, period, new paragraph. Blood pressure 131/75, pulse 105, respiration 16. Temperature 98.3, oxygenation 100% on room air, current weight 153, allergies. This patient has no known drug allergies. Current medication, none, medical history, negative surgical history, negative social history, negative for drugs, alcohol, smoking, period, new paragraph. Labs today include a urinalysis and a flu test. The urinalysis was, by and large, unremarkable. There were an abundant ketones consistent with her vomiting. Period, new paragraph, flu test was negative. Period, new paragraph, on examination, patient is awake, alert, oriented, well-nourished, well-developed, well-groomed. She's not in any acute distress. She communicates well with me today. Eyes, pupils are equal, round, react to light. Ears, a bilateral tympanic membrane erythema, more so on the left, oral pharyngeal area, mildly erythematous, no strawberry tongue, oral mucosa moist, neck soft, no thyromegaly, no masses, no lymphadenopathy. Postnasal drip is visualized in the oral pharyngeal area. Neck is soft, heart positive S1, positive S2, no murmur, lungs are clear to auscultation, abdomen soft, non-tender. Period, new paragraph, assessment and plan, acute sinusitis, otitis media, bilateral, more so on the left, however. Patients will receive amoxicillin 500 TID times 7 days, number 21, period, new paragraph. I cannot exclude the nausea and vomiting, which is now over, possibly related to her pregnancy. She will monitor this. I've advised ginger ale for easing any nausea she may have, or 7-Up. She will do that. No medications would be prescribed for this today. We're just going to concentrate on the sinus infection and otitis media, period, new paragraph. She's going to monitor her symptoms and do some watchful waiting. If she feels as though she's getting worse, she's going to return to clinic or call me.